Again, greet you this morning in the precious name of Jesus. Apologize for being late this morning. I realize when the preacher's not here, people are a little bit on edge, especially the other ministers, and the preacher's on edge too. So thank you for your long suffering. This morning, as was shared earlier in the thoughts, Brother Ken shared about wanting to hide, being a hypocrite, and I guess that's the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's what we'd like to focus on this morning. So appreciate your prayers, I'm sure, on behalf of Brother Marv. He appreciates your prayers as well. It's good to have my family here with me today, and looking forward to what God will do for us this morning and today, throughout the day. As we think about hypocrites, the title Hypocrites and Children of the Father, we'd like to contrast those two groups of people this morning, hypocrites and children of the Father. And I was thinking about that many of you don't know me. I was invited here, so I guess there's a certain level of trust that you have in me, but most of you don't really know me. And so who you see me as last evening and today and tonight maybe isn't really me, perhaps. You know, it's possible that I would just be putting on a front and a mask. And by God's grace, I trust you will see who I am. But it's possible that as we see each other and as you see me, that I would work and labor among you here and you wouldn't really know who I am. You wouldn't really see who I really am at home with my family throughout the week as I work and so forth. I remember as a young boy going to Plymouth Plantation there in Massachusetts, the reenacted town there where the pilgrims came across and they landed, and then they have this town set up you can go. And, you know, we saw this town and we saw people walking around there and they were dressed up like pilgrims. And yet we knew that they weren't really pilgrims. We knew that at the end of the day they would take you home and put on clothing like you and I and be normal 21st century people. And so the meaning of the word hypocrite is the meaning stage player. It's a pretender. It's an actor. And those people that were there at Plymouth Plantation were literally hypocrites. And I think we were fine with that because that was their job. But it's not fine, of course, in the body of Christ, as Brother Ken was sharing this morning. So we want to see from Matthew 6 here, first of all, some marks of a hypocrite. And I believe it's safe to say that these people that Jesus was referring to here were the scribes and Pharisees. In Matthew 23, Jesus devotes most of the chapter speaking of the scribes and Pharisees. And he says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." And so here in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, as Jesus is talking about these people, he says, "Do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do." So when the hypocrites, when it was time for them to give alms, to give money, it says they sounded a trumpet. Now, we don't know exactly what that means. They may have literally sounded a trumpet so that others would look and see that they're giving money. Writers say that perhaps it was referring to the shape of the collection boxes, that there, where you put your money in, it was a funnel shape, and it was shaped like a trumpet, and you could drop your money in, or you could forcefully throw it in there, and it would make a lot of noise and racket as it funneled down there into the collection box. And so if you wanted to make a show for yourself, you could bring a lot of coins along to church and you could dump it in that trumpet-shaped funnel and it would make a lot of noise and everyone would see that, oh, here's someone who's giving a lot of money to the work of the Lord. So regardless of what really was being referred to here, the message is clear that they were doing something that to show to others that they were giving money. They wanted other people to see their good deeds. And then Jesus went on to talk about their prayer life. Jesus says that they loved to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets so that everyone could see them. Jesus says that they loved to pray, but it wasn't that they loved to pray because they loved God. They loved to pray so that everyone would see them because it made them look good and people thought they were godly, and I suppose they thought they were godly as well. But Jesus says the reason they did these things, the reason they gave money was to sound trumpets to be seen of men. The reason they prayed was so that people would see them, and again, they would be seen of men. Matthew 23:5 says, "All their works they do for to be seen of men." And God sees us, and he sees who we really are, as was already shared this morning. You know, the hypocrites here in Matthew 6 were much different than the ones at Plymouth Plantation, because everyone knew that those who were acting there at Plymouth Plantation were hypocrites. They were actors. But the hypocrites that Jesus spoke of were much different, because most people didn't know they were hypocrites. They thought that these were godly men. They were the religious leaders who were respected for their sincerity and for their godliness. And it was thought that if you needed a question answered, like a hard question in life, that these men had the answers, and so they were honored and lifted up. They loved the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues, and they loved to be called rabbi, rabbi. A rabbi means master, but Jesus, he saw right past their mask. Jesus saw right past their facade, and he saw who they really were, the outside shell, and he looked inside. And Jesus didn't call them rabbis, but he called them hypocrites, stage players, actors, pretenders. And others called them rabbis, but Jesus called them blind guides. And others invited them to sit in the best seats in the synagogue in this life. But Jesus told them they didn't even have a place in the kingdom of heaven, later on in Matthew 23. Jesus said in Matthew 23:28, "Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." So when Jesus saw them, he saw someone much different than what others saw. Jesus saw their hearts. And so, 3 points to summarize the hypocrites. Hypocrites love the praise of men. The praise of men is a hypocrite's motivation. They didn't live for a heavenly reward. They lived for an earthly reward, and they received it. They lived for a reward which they received here and now, and it was the praise of men. But Jesus said because they were living for that praise of men, they had no heavenly reward. And why should they? They were living for the here and now, not for eternity. So hypocrites live for the praise of men. Also, hypocrites hide their secret lives. Jesus says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." The hypocrite really doesn't want people to know who he really is inside, at home, in secret, when he's alone, because there's too much at stake for the hypocrite if anyone finds out who he really is. So hypocrites love the praise of men. Hypocrites hide their secret lives, and hypocrites live lonely lives. Hypocrites are lonely. Remember, the hypocrite takes great pains to make sure no one really knows him, and thus no one really does know him, and the hypocrite is lonely. Some time ago, a year ago or so, when I was preparing to preach this message at home, we were talking about hypocrites at the supper table, and my son says, "You mean they say everything is doing good, but it isn't?" And that's, in a child's terms, that's pretty clear. They say everything is doing good, but it isn't. You see, in verses, as we see here in verses 1 through 15, 6 times in this text, it's referred to as your father, or thy father, or our father, or your heavenly father. See, God desires to be our father, but never does it say in this text here that Jesus is a heavenly father to the hypocrites. You know, when Scripture speaks about God being our Father, I believe it's meant to be a gentle, tender term to describe God's love for us. I think about how it is when I come home from work many days, and I get home from work and the children come running out, and it's good time, it's a happy time, and it's nice to see the family and greet the family and walk in together to the house from the truck. And I enjoy that. You know, hypocrites, what a hypocrite needs is a loving heavenly father. Hypocrites need someone to care for them and understand them and help them. And yet, because of hypocrisy and because of wanting to hide and living for the praise of men, thus they're alone, apart from others and apart from the tender, loving care of their heavenly father. So we see hypocrites love the praise of men, and they hide their secret lives, and they live a lonely life. But children of the Father, rather, are much different. And we see that contrasted here in our text this morning. Number one, children of the Heavenly Father live for the praise of their Father. They want no earthly reward from men. They live before an audience of one. And the goal of pleasing their Heavenly Father is their driving motivation. 1 Thessalonians 2:4, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." That's what Paul wrote. And Paul also wrote about how in Philippians 3 that all his credentials that he had were very great. But Paul said he counts them but rubbish because He wants to please his Heavenly Father. He wants to know his Heavenly Father. He wants fellowship with his Heavenly Father. Children in a healthy home like to catch their father's eye. Look at this, Daddy. Look what I did. Daddy, look what I just drew. Or look what I did here. Or Daddy, guess what happened at school today? Children love to catch their daddy's or their mommy's eye. And I think in the same way, as we serve our Lord, as we serve God our Father, that needs to be our attitude. As we have a healthy relationship with God, that's our attitude. Lord, let your eyes rest on me. Father, I'm seeking to serve you. Children of the Father don't care where they sit in this life because they're not living for anyone in this life. They're living for their Heavenly Father. Children of the Heavenly Father live for the praise of their Heavenly Father. Number two, children of the Heavenly Father have nothing to hide, have no ugly secrets to hide. They're living for one purpose, and that's the approval and the glory of their Heavenly Father. They don't have hidden secrets. But as I studied, I realized that sometimes children of the Father do have things to hide. And what children of the Heavenly Father do have to hide is their good deeds in secret. See, while the hypocrite's doing bad things in secret, the children of the Father are doing good things in secret. And so children of the Father do hide their private lives because in secret they're praying and they're giving alms and they're helping others. Children of the Father do have some secrets, but they're good secrets. And they're secrets which please their Heavenly Father. And number three, children of the Heavenly Father live in fellowship with God. We pray the Lord's Prayer back home almost every time we're together. It's just a very few exceptions, and I suppose you do probably often here as well. And in the Lord's Prayer, we see a picture of a little child. We can imagine a little child humbly relying on his Father. Give us this day our daily bread. You see, and as we see the Lord's Prayer, we see it's that picture of tender reliance upon God. And it's God's desire that we have a deep fellowship with him and with other people because we have nothing to hide except our devotion to God. And so in application, as we apply some of these things, we wonder, what are our secrets this morning? What are my secrets? What are your secrets? Are they good secrets? Are the things that you're trying to hide, are they your good deeds? Is it your work for the Lord, your alms, your prayers, or is there other things that perhaps we're trying to hide? God sees us all the time, and the fact that God sees us all the time should give us great joy that God sees us all the time because he's our loving Heavenly Father. And so we should be pleased by that and honored that God sees us. And if we are concerned that God would see us all the time, if we don't have that thought of the little child, Daddy, look at me, watch me, well then, what's wrong? What's wrong in our lives? Brother Rufus Spooker, I didn't know him. Maybe some of you knew him. A minister from, a brethren minister from Quarryville, Mechanic Grove Church of the Brethren. Well, I don't know if he was from Quarryville, but this story happened in Quarryville. He was walking through the streets one day of Quarryville, and someone asked him, are you saved? And I don't know all the details exactly, but he didn't answer the question. He said, well, I'll go across the street to the bank president and ask him if Rufus Spooker is saved, and then go down the street to the grocery store and ask him if Rufus Spooker is saved, and you get the idea, and he gave a couple more there. And that man, though I didn't know him, apparently he was willing to have others decide who he was. In other words, he lived such an integrous life that he was content, that his consistency spoke for itself, that he was saved. And so in the same way, how is it for us? We'd be willing to give that type of answer. Hypocrites aren't that way. They're not integrous, and they're concerned what others think. They're trying to hide their private lives. Our Father sees us in secret, and Scripture says here that he will reward openly. When we get to heaven and the rewards are handed out, they won't be handed out to the hypocrites who have skeletons in the closet. Rather, they'll be handed out to the children of the Father who met God in their closets and who gave in secret, and God will reward openly. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. 1 Corinthians 4:5. Someday we will know every deed done in secret, and the desire of every heart will be made known, and it's going to be a day of great rejoicing for the children of the Heavenly Father, but it will be a day of sadness for the hypocrite. I'd like to close here with a story. It's a true story, and I changed the names, I changed the details, but it's a true story which someone told me not too long ago. We'll call this man John. He operated a small feed mill employing about 20 men. And one day, one of John's men reported a problem, that tools were disappearing from the workbench. And employees would go for a pipe wrench and it was missing, or perhaps an impact wrench disappeared one day and someone stole the scrap steel out back. And John was suspicious. As the owner of the company, he was concerned. And so one day, after everyone had gone home, John searched the toolbox of one of his employees named Henry, and there he found some of the missing tools. And so the next day he called Henry into his office and he said, "Henry, we need to talk. There's a problem." And he reached under his desk and he pulled out some of the tools and he said, "Henry, I found these missing tools in your toolbox." Well, Henry's facial expression was quite hurt. Henry said, "John, I'm a Christian and I love my job and stealing is wrong and I wouldn't do that." But John was undaunted. He said, "Henry, I have a list of 20 items missing from this company, and today you're fired, and you have 1 week to return the missing items, and if you don't, I will need to report this to the police." Well, the following week included multiple conversations between Henry and John. And each time, John stood his ground, and each time, Henry declared his innocence. And toward the end of the week, John began to doubt. Maybe he shouldn't have fired Henry. Maybe Henry was telling the truth. He's not sure how those tools got in his toolbox, but maybe Henry was right. After all, he was a good worker. Well, Friday night, towards the end of the week, John got a knock on the door. And guess who was at his door? It was Henry. And Henry's hands were full of more stolen tools. Henry had repented. He was coming clean. But John, as John told me that story, John told me, he said, at the end of the story, he said, "If Henry would have held out a little bit longer, he would have had me fooled. I was starting to believe him." And so as I heard that story, and I thought about hypocrites, I thought, you know, is there anyone here this morning that would be fooling us? Is there anyone here this morning you're trying to fool others? Because we don't have God fooled. God sees our hearts, and he knows us. And we don't need to live hiding things from others. Rather, in repentance and walking with God, we can live in the fear of God, in joy, in fellowship with our loving Heavenly Father. May God bless you, and may God bless Brother Moore as we continue the service.